Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really unpacking Metrics Research's DataTalk 2025 H1 report. We'll be delving into the pretty fascinating world of blockchains, financial technologies. And quickly, for anyone who doesn't know, Metrics is an asset management company. We invest in the projects building on blockchain.
Exactly. And this report really offers a critical shortcut, you know, a way to understand a sector that's not just growing, it's fundamentally reshaping finance. So our mission for you today is to pull out the most impactful insights from the big picture right down to specific project results, including, our own performance here at Metrics.
Right. And Metrics, well, our team has a pretty distinct philosophy for investing in this space, doesn't it? It seems deeply rooted in finding what's already working and growing, not just chasing, you know, speculative promises. In such a fast-moving area, what are the key things we look for? How do we spot that genuine traction?
That's a really critical distinction. Our philosophy, it combines human intelligence with, machine-driven insights. It reflects a deep study, really, over 6 years now. We use our own proprietary method to pick the best assets, find the right timing, and it's all driven by an automated research system. So data-driven decisions, but always with strong risk discipline. We're truly investing in what we believe will become the new Visa and Goldman Sachs of this digital economy.
Okay, so given that kind of focused approach, how does this translate into the actual scale? What impact are we seeing in the broader blockchain financial landscape?
That's a crucial point. And the market numbers, they really tell the story here. So the entire blockchain protocol market cap, right now it stands at a massive $2.3 trillion.
$2.3 trillion, okay.
Yeah. And within that, the financial sector specifically, that accounts for about $400 billion. So maybe 15% of the total.
15%.
Now, putting this into context, financial companies on major stock exchanges worldwide, they're valued at something like $16.7 trillion.
Wow, $16.7 trillion.
Exactly. So this comparison, it's striking. It reveals that the blockchain financial sector is still, just a fraction of traditional finance, about 40 times smaller, actually, which really indicates just immense room for growth.
And our sources, they highlight some pretty incredible growth metrics. They call it the blockchain financial GDP, tokenized capital. It saw unbelievable growth. What was it? 269.59% just in 2025 alone.
It's more than just a number, isn't it? It's like a powerful signal that how we own assets is fundamentally shifting, moving away from old paper systems to something much more liquid, programmable, globally accessible, digital, basically.
Exactly.
And if you look at the breakdown of financial activity, it's quite telling. Infrastructure of security makes up this huge chunk, 82%. Then credit is 11%, tokenization 2%, decentralized exchange 1%, smart contracts infrastructure 1%. Then sub-infrastructure smart contracts is tiny, like 0.03%, and store value is 3%.
82% for security infrastructure.
Yeah, that 82% is not just a percentage, it's a critical insight, really.
Oh.
It tells us that the foundational layers, the digital plumbing of this new financial system, that's where the bulk of the current activity and value is concentrated. It suggests there's this underlying strength and maturity being built before we even see, widespread consumer apps take off.
Okay, so we've set the scene, the huge potential, our unique philosophy. Now, let's make it real. Let's drill down into how this growth is actually happening on the ground, starting with a sector that's, apparently already surpassing some traditional giants, blockchain transfers.
The scale there is, it's truly massive. In 2024 alone, this sector transacted over $14 trillion.
$14 trillion.
Actually surpassing Visa. Just, pause and think about that for a second. US $14 trillion in transfers. It's a testament to a complete paradigm shift in how value moves globally. And these are instant transfers costing less than a dollar. And the sector already has over 350 million active accounts.
Right. And leading that charge, you mentioned Tron, TRX. So for people maybe not familiar, think of it like a global instant payment network, but for dollar stable coins, like how PIX works in Brazil or UPI in India, but global, for dollars on the blockchain. Since it started in 2017, Tron's processed, over US $17 trillion with 295 million accounts and surprisingly only 50 employees. It's got high capacity, 2,000 transactions per second, super low fees, and significantly over half, 51% of all USDT is on Tron. What does that concentration mean? For Tron stability, it's raw.
Well, that level of USDT integration, it basically means Tron is an indispensable piece of the stablecoin infrastructure. It gives it deep liquidity, huge network effects. And a key takeaway here is Tron's financial model. Uses 75% of its profit for dividends, generating a pretty impressive 16% annualized dividend yield. and the other 25%. That's used for buybacks. So it demonstrates a clear commitment back to its token holders.
And the growth numbers. Looking at Tron from 2020 to 2025, it's pretty staggering, isn't it? Daily active users grew 128% CAGR, compound annual growth rate, to 2 million. Daily protocol profit soared 375% CAGR to $10 million. Daily transactions up 68% CAGR to 8 million. And that price-to-earnings ratio dropping from 781 down to 6.6.
Yeah, that initial high number, 781, that reflects the huge future growth potential, the sort of speculative nature you see in early-stage blockchain projects. But dropping to 6.6, that suggests Tron has matured significantly. It's showing tangible, strong profitability, makes it look more like a stable, established financial company, not just a tech gamble. It's a sign of real financial grounding.
Okay, so from the sheer scale of global transfers, let's move to another cornerstone of finance, lending. This is where capital really starts to, you know, flow. And blockchain is completely reimagining how it works. Let's get into that.
Yeah, the blockchain lending sector, it's robust and growing really fast. Currently, there's about $40 billion in collateral deposited and about $25 billion in active loans. And just in April alone, $210 billion in loans were facilitated. So that highlights the sheer volume of activity, the rapid velocity of capital here.
And Evie, AAVE, that's a major player here, right? Functioning like a margin account protocol. A leader in the sector handling that $210 billion in loans just in April 2025. How did it get so dominant? It's total value locked, TVL hit an all-time high of $40 billion in May 2025, and Evie holds like 85% of that.
Well, Evrov's success really stems from its robust architecture, its security focus, and just consistent innovation. Plus, its ability to maintain solid financial reserves, about $107 million, that really underscores its stability and trustworthiness in a fast-changing market. The protocol charges a 30% spread on loans, and importantly, 100% of that spread is used for EVAV token buybacks. That aligns incentives directly with token holders, and that model has really driven its market share.
Makes sense. And EVAV's growth metrics from 2022 to 2025 look pretty impressive, too. Daily active users up 25% CAGR to over 9,000. Total collateral up 54% CAGR to US $40 billion. And its loan portfolio up 35% CAGR to US $16 billion. With a price-earnings ratio of, 7.7? Pretty healthy. Okay, finally, let's explore the world of decentralized exchanges, DEXs. These are completely changing how people trade, allowing direct peer-to-peer crypto swaps without needing a central middleman. Right. And since 2020, DEX have transacted over $5 trillion. That's trillion with a T. We're talking more than 6.5 million daily active users and about $12 billion traded per day. But the really striking element is the strong growth trend. It's exceeding historical highs. And the ratio of DEX volume to CEX, that centralized exchange volume, it's at historical highs too. This isn't just growth. It signals a fundamental shift in user preference towards, you know, self-custody, permissionless trading. It's reshaping market infrastructure.
And in that DEX world, Uniswap, Unini, is pretty much the undeniable king, isn't it? It maintains this remarkable 66% share of all fees paid across the major DEX on Ethereum, Optimism, Arbitrum, Base, Solana, and its volume. US $747 billion spot volume in 2024. That's getting close to traditional exchanges like Brazil's B3 and even catching up to giants like Coinbase. It's a real financial powerhouse in the decentralized space.
Absolutely. And one significant thing here is Uniswap's proposed new tokenomics. It's really compelling. This proposed fee switch. Mm-hmm. It could direct a portion of trading fees directly to UNI token holders. Our data model suggests that if just 30% of fees went to UNI holders, the token would reach a pretty attractive price fees index of 10. That would significantly amplify its profitability and, you know, its value for holders. It's potentially a game changer for token utility.
And looking at Uniswap's resilience, the growth from 2021 to 2025, it's clear they aren't slowing down. Average monthly transaction users grew to, 14.6 million. Total fees market share stayed strong at 66%. And transacted volume reached US $683 billion annually. Just huge numbers. Okay, so we've seen the incredible growth across these individual sectors, transfer, lending, DEXs. Now, the natural question is, how is Metrix, our team, with our specific investment approach, performing within this whole landscape?
Yeah, good question. So in the grand scheme of things, our Metrix Liquid Token Fund 1, it aims for a 30% annualized return in dollar terms. And the results since we started, they speak for themselves, really. The fund has delivered an impressive 188.46% return in USD.
That's 188.46% return since inception. That's certainly compelling. But looking at the annual breakdown, there's volatility too, right? Like a negative 1.81% in 2022 and negative 10.06% in the first half of 2025. How does our team approach managing expectations, navigating those inevitable market swings?
Right. Our approach, it's really rooted in our disciplined risk management and our long-term view. We recognize that volatility is, well, inherent in a new high-growth sector like this. Our analysis highlights that crypto is actually the only asset class showing annualized returns above 100%. It demonstrates how investing here can amplify portfolio returns for really all kinds of investors, despite those short-term ups and downs. Our analysis kind of reinforces the idea that the biggest risk, well, might truly be just staying out of this transformative sector altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so to kind of summarize the key takeaways from our metrics report then. Firstly, this blockchain financial sector, it's not just a concept, it's real. It has massive, demonstrable growth potential compared to traditional finance. Secondly, beyond just Bitcoin, there are many projects showing triple-digit compound annual growth rates, both in usability and profitability. And often, they're trading at discounted multiples, which represent clear investment opportunities for us. And finally, the network activity, the transaction volumes, they all suggest the market is really poised for significant expansion and consolidation, with the serious fundamental projects really starting to dominate the landscape. So what does all this mean for you, the listener? We've covered a lot of ground today. From our unique investment approach at Metrix to the explosive growth in transfers, lending, decentralized exchanges, and of course, our fund's strong performance within it all.
Yeah, and it really prompts us to ask, doesn't it? Given this rapid evolution, this consolidation we're seeing, what previously unthought of financial services could emerge in the next, say, 5 to 10 years, mm-hmm. built on top of these foundational protocols we've discussed.
Exactly. Keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep digging deeper into these financial technologies that are, well, truly reshaping our world. We really hope this deep dive gave you some valuable new perspectives, maybe some aha moments, and some actionable insights into the future of blockchain finance.